Podcaster News Show, Episode 2, Women in Podcasting Interview with Lazy Daisy Quilts.
It's the Podcaster News Show, where the editors of PodcasterNews.com share their insights on a wide range of podcasting topics.
Welcome to the Podcaster News Show. This is Jen Thorpe, and today I'll be bringing you the first audio interview in my Women in Podcasting series. Today I have Daisy with me. Hello, Daisy.
Hi, how are you?
Doing okay. How are you doing?
I am great. Thank you for having me.
Let's start out with the basics. When did you start podcasting, and what's your experience from then to now?
Well, let's see. I started in September of 2011, so we're coming up on 3 years next month. It was a rocky start. There's a big learning curve that no one warned me about. You know, after I got started, it took a few episodes to really even feel comfortable sitting in a room by myself and talking. So, you know, you feel like you're talking to yourself. But, you know, I think I've gotten comfortable with the process. And the best part has been just the friends I've made along the way. We've kind of built this little community around, you know, my podcast is about quilting, crafting, and those people tend to be very, very friendly. They don't mind reaching out, and, you know, we've built this little community. It's really awesome.
Is it a solo podcast that you're doing?
It's usually just me. Every once in a while, someone will chat with me, but it's usually just me.
Yeah, I've done podcasts like that, and it does get a little weird talking to yourself, but it sounds like you're doing okay. Can you tell us the name of your podcast?
It's Lazy Daisy Quilts.
And what inspired you to start doing that podcast?
Well, I'm a doer. I love listening to podcasts. I'll listen to, you know, any kind of podcast, whether it's about, you know, my genre of crafting or literary podcasts, movie podcasts, book, you know, just anything, even horror zombie podcasts. So, you know, it just seemed like the logical next step for me to chat about what I do.
Now I'm wondering, since quilting is very visual, how do you convey what you're doing in a medium like an audio podcast?
It's funny you ask, because that can be very tricky. Almost every episode, I end up saying something like the phrase, I don't know if I'm explaining this very well. So there's always pictures to go along with what I'm doing on the blog.
When you're recording a show, do you discuss a project you're currently working on, or do you use the show as a way to explain the next thing you'll be working on?
It kind of goes both ways. I always talk about my current project, because in the process of making whatever I am making, I'll think about tips and things to pass on to other people to save them the headache I just created for myself. So that's part of it. But sometimes I will pursue a project just for the opportunity of telling someone else how to do it. You know, when you do 50 podcast episodes, you get to a point where you have to start looking for content.
Are you connected with other quilting podcasters, or are you the only one?
Oh, no, I'm not the only one. Actually, a lady named Annie Smith was the very first podcast for quilters. She hasn't done a show in quite some time, but there are several others. I'd say at least a dozen that are popular, and it's such a unique genre, I think, even more than just crafting in general. The quilting podcasters do seem to stick together, and we all seem to talk, whether it's email, Twitter, some of us have met in person, and even with some of our listeners, you know, I've talked about the creating a community. Quilters just tend to be very, very friendly people, so.
I can see that. I can see how something like quilting would be comforting. Maybe the process isn't, but the end product would be.
Oh, the process is very soothing. I'm a method girl, you know, it's all about the process. I mean, I do love having that finished product when I'm done. But it's my therapy. You know, the stitching itself is my therapy, so.
Is there a unified quilting podcast resource you go to, like an online group or a Facebook page?
Well, if you're familiar with Big Tent, there used to be like a big group where everyone met there, but that site's kind of gotten clunky, and we tend to just congregate on Twitter now. We call ourselves the Twilters.
What quilting project are you working on now? Is it one you've already been working on, or something you're planning on doing next?
Actually, I just started one this week, and I did actually podcast about it this afternoon. It's an applique project that is inspired by my father's love for orange Tic Tacs. So it's just a big white background with big, like 3-inch by 5-inch Tic Tacs, orange Tic Tacs sewn all over it. So, Yeah, it's what we quilters would call a modern quilt. It's not your grandmother's quilt, so.
How long have you been quilting? I get the idea that you were doing that before you started the podcast.
Oh, yeah, just for a little while. I've actually been quilting for about 15 years. So, yeah, a big chunk of my adult life has been spent quilting.
How did you learn to quilt? Who taught you?
My quilting story is similar to a lot of other quilters. They'll tell you, when I had my first baby, I just had to make a quilt. Well, I had a son who loved Superman, and he wanted a Superman quilt and had drawn out, you know, he was like 2 years old, and he had drawn out what he wanted, and he's like, I want it to look like this, Mommy. And, you know, there was nothing like what he wanted in the store. So I was already a sewer. I was already a costume maker for like Renaissance costumes for fairs and stuff like that. So the natural next step was, well, I can make that. That became my motto over the years. I can make that. So I knew nothing in the beginning. I didn't take a class. I didn't have anyone show me what to do. It was trial and error from the very beginning. And I didn't even have a ruler. I just kind of, that looks like a square to me. I'd cut it out, and each square got just bigger and bigger as I went. And he still has that quilt, and he's 17 years old. So I guess that's okay.
He must really love that quilt then.
Yes, he absolutely loves that quilt. He dressed like Superman for 10 years, and, you know.
One more question. What advice would you give to women who are thinking of starting their own podcast?
Well, first I would say talk about something that you have a passion, because if you're passionate about something, that energy is going to just naturally shine through in your voice and people will be attracted to that. You will find like-minded people who really want to hear what you have to say. Second, I'd say on the technical side of things, not that I'm the next expert about it, but definitely go self-hosted. You know, you save money in the long run by just buying you some little real estate on the internet, you know, you get your domain name and just host it there rather than going with something like Podbean or, you know, one of those services. I don't know if I should have said the name, but when I first started, I used Podomatic and I got a little bit of a following right off. And I quickly learned that I could not afford to keep that up. It gets quite expensive the more downloads you get through a service. So that's something to think about. The biggest piece of advice I'd have for somebody jumping in who's not used to getting feedback from the public, there's an emotional side of it. And, you know, just be prepared. You're going to get bad reviews, and just don't let those get to you, and don't let them influence the style of podcast you want to do.
I totally agree about having your own website and hosting. I always worry about podcasters who are using a service, and then what happens if that service goes down? Have you had to deal with any negative feedback or comments?
Maybe a handful. But, you know, I have to remind myself that for that, you know, you may get one person that didn't like what you have to say, but that's probably, you know, there's probably 100 more people that love what you have to say. If you create the kind of podcast that you like to listen to, you're naturally going to find other people who like that style too. You know, I mean, I like a casual kind of conversational style podcast. Even if you are just having that conversation with yourself, there are going to be people who like your style and who really value what you have to say. And even if you think, you know, that the biggest thing I hear from women, I hate the sound of my own voice. Trust me, I've been there. But, you know, everybody has that. Just know that your voice does not sound to you like it sounds to other people. And they're not listening to that. They're listening to what you have to say. And you have something to say. It has value.
I get what you mean about not liking the sound of your own voice. I remember when I was in kindergarten, and this is way back in the day, and they were using, the teacher used a cassette tape to record our voices. And she went around and had everybody say the same phrase, like their name and how are you or something like that. And then she played it back for us and had us guess whose voice it was. And everybody could pick out the voices of all the other kids, but nobody could pick out their own. There's something about it where your voice just doesn't sound the same to you.
And, you know, I think especially for younger women, I mean, I remember being a teenager not being able to make a business phone call or, you know, like call a business and ask a question because I couldn't use drive-through speakers. I was just terrified of some, I don't know what, it was this weird phobia, but I've gotten over it now. I can't stop talking, but, you know, it's a thing. It's I think it gets better with age.
We're going to wrap it up here. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Oh, thank you. I was glad to chat with you. Thank you for having me.
Where can we find your podcast?
Sure. I am at ldq.outlandishthreads.com.
Can you explain what LDQ stands for?
LDQ stands for Lazy Daisy Quilt.
It's such a cute name.
Thank you. It's honestly, it's really just because I'm super lazy.
And that's the end of this episode of the Podcaster News Show. You can find us at podcasternews.com. And we're at Podcasting News on Twitter. And you can also find me on Twitter at Queen of Haiku. And I'll be back again for another Podcaster News Show next month.